Today's episode is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Look, I don't know if you guys have heard, but 2020 has been one of the weirdest years ever, but also one of the best golf years ever for the industry. And WorldwideGolfShops.com has all of the great gear from all of the top brands, including training aids, apparel, and accessories, everything that you need to get you on the course and playing a little bit better. So go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com today.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam from GolfUnfiltered.com. You can follow us all over social media at Golf Unfiltered. You can send me an email, adam@GolfUnfiltered.com. Hello to our friends who are listening to this on the hackersparadise.com. You guys know that we are part of the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, along with our friends over at Off Course. And of course, you also know that we are huge fans of Cleveland Strixon and Zegzio Golf. Great equipment. Just got some new Tour Rack Cleveland RTX Zipcore wedges just sent over my way. Love them. Love the look. Love the feel. Just a great wedge all around. So be sure to go check them out as well. Today, folks, we bring on for the first time Mr. John Claffey from Tour Edge Golf. He is a fantastic person to talk to about not only just golf in general, but also about all the exciting things that are coming out from Tour Edge. And just a little background on this. So Tour Edge Golf, for those who are probably not aware, which I'm sure you all probably are, they are local to the Chicagoland area. They are just based in Batavia, Illinois, not too far from where I am seated right now. And John and I have connected a couple times over the years, usually, you know, down in Orlando at the PGA Merchandise Show. And this is the first time that we actually had the chance to sit down and talk on a podcast. And today, you know, we talked a lot about the EXS, the Exotics 220 fairway wood that I had the opportunity to test not too long ago. And there's going to be a review coming out very shortly on the website. But also wanted to talk a little bit about just this massive launch, the largest in the history of the company, by the way, and we talk more about that in today's interview, specifically about the Hot Launch line of clubs. It's the fifth generation. It's the 521 E and C spec or series, depending on what you want to call it, and they are absolutely fantastic clubs that just have a lot of tech built into both, and they are geared towards golfers that need a little bit more help on the golf course. They are considered game improvement clubs. The E series, which of course stands for the Extreme series, that is really a extreme game improvement set of clubs, and you're going to learn all about that today in our conversation with John Claffey. So sit back, relax, hope you enjoy this conversation. We'll be right back very soon. Tired of wearing the same crusty, boring white glove every round? Well, let me tell you about my favorite golf brand right now, Asher Golf, a glove and apparel company with a lack of respect for the mundane. In fact, Asher just released a special collection set today called the Tonal Collection, featuring three premium gloves made from single cut of AAA Cabretta leather. The collection is inspired by the earth element and their subtle tones. Featuring three shades of gray, this set adds a quiet statement to any on-course outfit to reflect your inner confidence. Get your limited edition collection set today at AsherGolf.com. Welcome back to the show, folks. As I mentioned at the top of the show, very excited to welcome on for the first time John Claffey from Tour Edge onto the Golf Unfiltered Podcast. John, it's nice to speak with you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Adam.
You and I have run into each other a few times, both around the area as well as in Orlando, so it's nice to finally catch up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so a lot of stuff is happening right now in the world of Tour Edge. You obviously just had a huge announcement on Hot Launch, which we're going to talk a little bit about in a little while. But before that, we actually had the opportunity here to test out a few things from the Exotics line, including the EXS 220. Fairway wood. And so it's just a fantastic club. Had the chance to hit it a few times here, John. I think we're going to touch on both things today. So let's focus on EXS 220 first. Now, just for those who are still learning a little bit about the Exotics line, who is that typically for? What's the player profile that's going to be interested in that?
Yeah, sure. It's definitely our tour preferred stuff. We've had over 100 guys over the last three seasons put Tour Edge Exotics into play, and 220 line has been leading the charge and has really ignited what we're doing out there. And most of this is happening on the PGA Tour Champions, which is where we've kind of put our flag and made that our home. But, you know, we've always been known for our fairway woods. This season's been a little different, where we've broken through with drivers in a big way. We've had over 50 drivers in play on the Champions Tour so far this season in about a dozen events. So that's a kind of a split between EXS 220 and the EXS Pro driver that we came out with in June. So, yeah, a little bit of, you know, we kind of have proven that even when we came out with Pro, 220 definitely had its place and is still kind of leading the charge out there with its extreme MOI. So that's really what the EXS 220 line focused on, was getting the moment of inertia as high as we possibly could. It's some of the highest MOI ratings in both driver, fairway wood, and hybrid that you'll find in the marketplace. And that has really led to a lot of these Champions Tour players falling in love with the line, because it's just extremely straight. You know, moment of inertia, obviously, Adam, is resistance to twisting at impact.
Right.
And so every golf club physics dictates will twist a little bit when it's struck, even a putter. And so for the driver, we got the MOI up to 5,400 grams per cubic centimeter squared. That is, you know, a lot of tech speak that maybe your listeners aren't able to comprehend what exactly that means. I like to equate it to, you know, 5,000 is kind of, you know, getting to the point where you're hitting 400 in baseball. So when we got it up to 5,400, it was kind of like Ted Williams hitting 406 in that magic year of hit. So it's extremely stable club head, and you know, brings a lot of power with the diamond face technology we've got.
I think that analogy a lot of people are going to be able to relate to. So that's a good way to put it. And certainly a lot of our audience, you know, over at the Hackers Paradise, they are interested a lot in kind of the techie side of all this as well. And so you had mentioned that, especially on the Champions Tour, which, let's face it, I think a lot of amateur players, at least for the most part, they're a little bit closer to the Champions Tour players in terms of swing speed and whatnot than they are perhaps the PGA Tour players. Now, don't get me wrong, there's still some Champions Tour players out there that can get it out there. But you had mentioned that they prefer a lot of the fairway woods, and certainly that was something that we had the chance to try out, and review is forthcoming on the site, listeners. I know what I liked about it, but what did they like about it the most?
Well, you know, we really had been focusing a lot when we first went out there in 2018 with the original CBX titanium face fairway wood, and then CBX 119, and these were a little bit more compact heads with deeper faces. We marketed those CBX as spin killers. So really that was, you know, they were kind of one of a kind at the time, with the only tie faces in a fairway wood and a hybrid out there. And so with 220, we went with a little bit of a larger footprint and really just wanted to go for power. And, you know, it's still low spinning, but it's not kind of, you know, we did actually try to bring the CG back a little bit, whereas before we were using that tie face to save weight to get it as forward as possible, because that's really how you're going to win the distance game in today's battles. When you're going up against these big guys out there, if you're able to save, like we did, you know, 35 grams off the face by using the titanium and combo brazing it to the face, we were able to get that CG extremely forward and really lower spin. So it was that was kind of where we were hanging our hat. And we kind of went away from that with 220 with the stainless steel face. And we got the CG a little bit more optimized for launch while still having, you know, great spin numbers. But we really were looking at a little bit of a larger footprint to really bring more power. And then also the big reason we were able to do that was what I mentioned, is diamond face technology. So with the EXS 220 fairway that we're talking about, we're talking about 44 different diamond shapes behind the face. You know, you can't see it, but it is there. And it's a new form of variable face thickness, but what we're able to do with diamond face is have a lot more variable in the different weights that we were utilizing. And what it ended up doing is actually acting as mini trampolines. And so these mini trampolines were able to help face flex and get a hotter face without messing with, you know, CT, characteristic time, or what used to be known as COR, which is the measurement on how much a face on a club flexes.
Right.
So it not only made the face a little bit hotter without, you know, going over CT, but it also reduced spin on its own. So that's why we still have these really healthy launch angles. And, you know, even with a driver, you're seeing the EXS 220 driver can get up to 12 and a half, 13 degrees of launch, but it's going to have really low spin numbers. And that's really the key in designing a golf club these days, is to have the best of both worlds there.
You know, it's finding that balance, which I think really attracted me to Tour Edge. You know, you guys do just a fantastic job of doing exactly that. And in my preliminary testing, both on the course as well as the range, I found that across the face, speaking to the diamond face technology you were just mentioning, I didn't lose much ball speed, if anything. Now, I have a tendency to hit my fairway woods off the toe. It's just a swing flaw, I'm sure. And somebody listening might be able to point out why. But I was not losing really any yardage. And to your point about it continuing to go straight, you would think you would hook it off the toe, especially with a flat swing like mine. I wasn't seeing all of that. So it looks like there's just a lot of tech that's packed into this package.
A ton of tech. And I think the biggest thing over the EXS, original EXS line, and pretty much over anything we've ever done, is we spent a lot of time and went through a lot of iterations to make sure that we really raised our game with sound and feel. And we put some what we call sound diffusion panels inside the club head to kind of bounce sound around a little bit. And we call it a sound diffusion panel because that's what they refer to as using in music studios to bounce sound around and really just perfect the acoustics. And so we pulled that off, and I think it's the best sounding and feeling clubs we've ever produced.
I would agree with that. There's certainly a solid feeling, almost like the golf ball is absorbed by the club head a little bit when you hit it. And for, you know, readers of our site, at least listeners to this show, know that that's something that we prefer, something a little bit more muted, maybe a little bit more crisp at contact. And this is definitely what you get with the EXS 220. Now, with all of that, and I know that Tour Edge plays a big part, or they pay a lot of attention to custom fitting. They talk a lot about just the different robotic testing that you do. Player testing, you know, this is for a certain player profile, the Exotics profile. Certainly you have the tour testing that you do, but what about in between? How do you get that voice of customer feedback as it relates to EXS?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of does start with the robot and the R&D team. David Glad is our founder and our president, and he's been our chief designer for 34 years since he started the company. But we put a major focus on R&D recently, and we brought in a young whiz who his name's Matt Neely, who is our new VP of R&D. And he is from Adams and TaylorMade and Nike. And we brought him in to join the team with Dave. We brought in another new engineer for the R&D team. And we brought in a new swing robot in-house that we've affectionately called Ted for Tour Edge development. And all of that kind of is the starting point. We obviously have some good players in the building that will start the testing process. But then after that, we do take it out to the tour. And I remember personally taking the EXS 220 fairway wood for the first time to Tom Lehman and our other staffers that are out on the Champions Tour for this thing we were doing with the Golf Channel. And Tom Lehman set it down and literally looked me in the eye and said, "This is the best looking fairway wood I've ever seen." And so that was a good start right there. And then after that, you know, it was a launch at the PGA show. And so a lot of testing at the demo day, but by then we knew we had something pretty special, but it was good to get the confirmation from, you know, all the PGA of America pros that were testing it at demo day. And so that's kind of the process we go through to make sure that we're covering all the bases, and it's something that we pride ourselves in. We really want to make a golf club for every single golfer type, whether it be skill level, price point. We really have what we think is a deeper line than most of the big guys. As far as, you know, Exotics is top of the line for us. We have the mid-tier hot launch, and then we even have what we call get in the game products, which are complete sets and a little bit lower costing, you know, putters and wedges and bags. We sell a lot of bags. So this has all led us to have 5 straight years of record sales. We've really climbed up the market share ranks. I think the last time I heard, we were the 5th most selling metal wood at off course in the United States. And
nice.
So we definitely have been growing everything, and I think it's because of our dedication to making sure we do have a golf club for every player.
And on that point, you know, the fact that you do offer products for every single player, you just referenced Hot Launch, and certainly that is something that has just been announced literally this week at the time of this recording, and you have got a massive release. It's, as I understand, the largest in your company history.
It is. As far as breadth of line, we're talking 46 different lofts in right-handed, 20 different lofts in left-handed. What we found, and you know, we've always prided ourselves in game improvement clubs. We, you know, one of our things that gets us up in the morning and designing and using these robots and doing all this testing is to bring a sense of, you know, that custom fitting is going to be very important moving forward. But right. Their custom fitting is really kind of right now segmented to core golfers and people that are willing to spend a lot of money. But and people that are doing the custom fitting kind of see it as an opportunity to get somebody into, you know, a more expensive shaft or, you know, obviously what's working best for them. But it's all about getting that dollar bill up a little bit. And so with Hot Launch, we've tied it to custom fitting. We've tied it to our 48-hour delivery program. And we really have tried to open up the floodgates to custom fitting to the masses. And so we did a lot of research along the way. We've been doing the 48-hour fitting now for three years. We've grown our custom fitting by 300% in that time, which is a huge number. But it's because we're actually doing price point performance clubs with custom fitting involved. It's a little bit more of a simple process where we have 850 accounts that have a bag out there. They, you know, it's a mobile fitting bag. You'll go in, you'll get fit. They will send the order into us, and 48 hours later, it'll arrive to your door anywhere in the continental United States. So that's really helped us grow our custom fitting. But along the way, we did realize that, hey, there's two types of game improvement golfers. There is the golfer that literally just wants the easiest possible club to hit. Doesn't care what it looks like at address. Doesn't care about anything but ease of use, playability, and high launch. And then we found on the other side of the spectrum is that there's a more discerning golfer that wants the benefits of game improvement, but they don't want offset. They don't want shallow faces. They want it to look good at address. And that is where we came out with this huge launch. We have two sides of it. It's E521 Hot Launch and the Hot Launch C521. The E stands for extreme game improvement. The C stands for competition spec game improvement. And so the extreme side is probably the easiest stuff you're going to find out there. It's really, really high lofts. So you've got a, you know, all the way up to a 15 degree driver. You have a 7 wood, a 9 wood, an 11 wood with super shallow faces. You have what we've done with the driver and fairway wood on the 521, the E side, is we've gone with shorter shafts for better control. And we really just put a lot of time and research into finding out that there are two sides of the coin. Let's make a club for both and cover game improvement all the way. So there's extreme game improvement and there's a little bit more friendly to the eye and player preferences competition specs. So there's two drivers. There's two fairways, two hybrids, two sets of irons, and then there's an extreme game improvement wedge that we have. So it is definitely a massive, colossal launch, the largest in our history. But the timing couldn't be better with kind of what's going on with the golf boom and what's going on with custom fitting. The fact that we have this program that's well-established out there with a network of fitters, we're going to be moving a lot of clubs. We're going to be getting people spec'd out correctly. And they're going to be playing better golf and having a better time on the golf course with easier to hit, higher launching clubs. And that's what Hot Launch 521 is all about.
You know, listeners, as you're listening to John talk, I want you to understand how rare it is what he just said in regard to the custom fitting element of all of this. They have integrated custom fitting into this new launch. And so, John, one of the things that we talk a lot about on this show, at least, is the importance of that, especially for new players. And I'm sure you've heard this a million times too, where someone will say, I'm not good enough to get custom fit. When in fact, no, you're the person who should get custom fit. And this is really taking a step in that direction.
Oh, you've nailed that, Adam, for sure. It's one of those things where there's about three or four different pushbacks that you'll get. Oh, I think it's going to cost too much. I think it's going to take too much time. I'm not good enough for it. And when the reality is a five handicap getting custom fit is maybe going to be able to improve, you know, his handicap by one or two strokes. Right. A 20 handicap has the ability to really improve with equipment alone, you know, 5 to 8 strokes. And that is a huge difference. So we take pride in the fact that we were the one company that raised our hand and said, hey, we want to get every golfer to consider, you know, mid-tier price points with high performance, with all the tech we can throw at them. But just come in and take a look at the shaft, take a look at the lofts, hit on a flight monitor in these fitting studios for even just a half an hour. And you're going to be able to be led in the right direction for grip size, lie angle for irons. And that's really what we concentrate on. We're not trying to throw a wall of shafts at you where it's intimidating or anything like that. We literally just want to dial you in with the specs that are available. And it's been a huge, huge deal for us.
Now, as far as the tech goes within both the E series as well as the C series, I imagine that a lot remains the same. For example, the diamond face technology is across the board, right?
It is across the board. We're actually not even mentioning it in the E side because it was just kind of one of those things where we already had a lot going on with E. Mm-hmm. The big technology on the E metal woods and all the way down to the, you know, the iron woods and the wedge is what we call the Houdini sole. And this is an area of mass that comes off the extreme trailing edge of the golf club. And it is for the driver, it brings back the CG to an extreme to create extreme launch and hang time. And for the fairway wood, hybrid ironwood and wedge, it reduces turf interaction by 35%. So this is kind of our duff killer. You know, you couple that with the offset that's involved in the E side and the shallow faces. And we feel that we've really nailed it as far as making the easiest possible golf clubs to hit. On the C side, it is diamond face that we're kind of focusing on because it's more about power creation on that side. And but you're still getting the benefits of game improvement with these clubs. You're going to get a nice high launch, easy to hit, very forgiving off the face. So that's kind of the reason why we have such a big line and two sides of 521.
You know, another thing that I really appreciate about this launch as well is the forgiveness element within the wedges, especially on the east side. You know, when people think about wedges, they don't always think about forgiveness. And we've talked about that ad nauseum on this show. That's just as important in the wedges.
It is. These are, you know, your kind of your bigger wedges that you've probably seen some other designs out there. It's kind of an evolution of what we had with the one out wedge. I think it originally kind of started with just getting out of the sand is something that a lot of people struggle with. And mm-hmm. That's really where the design originally came from. But now we've got three lofts and we've really just kind of grown it up into being, hey, listen, don't be afraid to, you know, if you struggle around the greens, don't be afraid to come to a design like this because you're going to be scoring lower. And that's really the whole point of making the game more enjoyable and easier to play. And that's why the E side exists. So yeah, it's definitely something where we wanted to cover every base, from driver on down to wedge. And, you know, to bring up something that kind of goes along with that is the iron set in the E side is Ironwoods. It's mm-hmm. David Glad patented the name Ironwood in 1999, but basically it's a driving iron like design, you know, and you're easier to hit specs. So this is an entire set that starts with a 3 iron, goes all the way to an A wedge. So there's 12 different lofts to choose from to get into the right matrix when you're doing a fitting. And you can actually get the wedges as part of that set. But it's a hollow body iron. It acts more like a metal wood when it comes to distance and forgiveness, but you swing it like an iron. So that's where the name comes from. But so the E side doesn't have a traditional cavity back iron. It is a iron wood set that comes along on that side. Whereas the C521 irons are your traditional cavity back distance iron.
It sounds like two different flavors, so to speak, for lack of a better term, for golfers that fit into a certain category that will definitely benefit from the products that are probably, especially on the E side, getting into the game for the first time. I know I've had a lot of people reach out to me to say, hey, there's nothing else to do. Can I go out and play some golf? And what would you recommend? And so certainly you want to kind of introduce folks into that realm to say, hey, why not go out there and have fun first something that's easy to hit. And then as you get a little bit better, you start fine tuning things. And perhaps, you know, you look for more workability with some, you know, more muscle back ish irons. But really the whole point is to get people on the course to have a little bit more fun.
Yeah, I think that's really what our whole system's all about, is we get you into the game with the, you know, the complete sets. Once you put in enough time and kind of fallen more in love, you can graduate up to hot launch. And we keep improving hot launch. This is our fifth iteration. We keep improving it every year so much that we're almost catching up with, you know, our higher end line exotics. But yeah, you can kind of climb the ladder with us from getting back in the game. And, you know, there's a 500,000 new juniors that came to the game this year when organized sports was shut down. And there's 30% new golfers over last year that have come to the game. Rounds are way up, and it's kind of even difficult to get a tee time. So it couldn't be better timing for us to come out with this line and really appeal to those people who maybe they aren't brand new to the game, but maybe they're coming back to the game after a while. And what they have is not going to work for them. They're going to need to get a new set and get updated with technology and innovation. And this is a way to do that and do it comfortably, where you can go out there and, you know, I personally, I'm playing a 12 degree driver right now. I have a really strong grip, and you know, everything's left and low. And you know, the fact that Tour Edge is making a 12 degree driver, I put it in the bag. I've never been better off the tee. So it's not just, you know, you're brand new people to the game. I play, you know, 30 times a year, and just because I'm unwilling to change my strong grip, I'm using Tour Edge equipment to my advantage.
Yeah, you know, that grip change is not a small feat. So, you know, to do what you can to enjoy the game a little more.
Exactly.
You know, it's so great. And once again, listeners, we're talking to Mr. John Claffey of Tour Edge. And be sure to go out to touredge.com to learn about all the new products that we're talking about, as well as their entire line. And John, what I really enjoyed about what you just said is that Tour Edge really is, and this has been something I've loved about your company forever, it really is a company that you can grow up with, you know, and you can find your niche. And it's really, there aren't many brands that can do that. You know, you're local, we're both in the same state, you know, we're not too far from one another. It seems like this is a company that really, you know, within the culture, that's something that's baked in, that you really want to be that avenue for people to really just enjoy the game more.
Yeah, I don't think there could be a more, you know, Midwestern golf company. I know there's a lot, you know, out of the Chicago area and other Midwestern companies, but we're 34 years into this thing. We're family owned and operated. We're United States owned and operated. We hand build all of our clubs in the USA in Batavia, Illinois. And we have that, you know, that awesome custom fitting program. But we also have golf's only lifetime warranty, where we really stand behind our product. If you buy, you know, if the EXS 223 would, you know, 15 years from now, had a manufacturer's defect and the head broke off at the hosel, you call us up and we're either going to get you right back into that club and or get it fixed up for you for free, or we're going to send you something new. We have an amazing program that nobody else is doing in golf. And so we take a lot of pride in our craftsmanship, and the fact that we do hand build everything in the United States is a big deal for us. And it's really kind of setting us apart from what all the other guys are doing.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. And once again, listeners, there's a lot to love about Tour Edge. And I hope that you do go out to touredge.com to check out not only the exotics line, the new hot launch line, and all 46 new lofts that you mentioned. Was that the number?
It's 46 in right-handed, 20 in left. Yeah.
So you got a lot of different things to take a look at, folks. So be sure to go out and check that out. And John, I'm sure we will have you back on in the very near future to talk about more product, about hopefully the success of Hot Launch. And I'm sure that a lot of players are going to come your way. So thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was a blast.